Hello again, and welcome to Verum Sports Podcasting. And I'm very, very excited for this because Verum Sport Podcasting has gone international this week. We already spoke to a rugby league correspondent from Zimbabwe a bit earlier, but right now, this is really exciting for me. It's always a pleasure to speak to one of the hardest working people in sports, the legendary Kat Ratnapala, director of netball, head coach for the Saracens Mavericks. And she is talking to me today from New Zealand, because the Vitality England Red Roses are just a few hours away from their first test against New Zealand. And so to build up to that big one, the first of a very intense three-match series, it's a pleasure to welcome back to Verum Sport Podcasting, Kat Ratnapala. Kat, well, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's all very strange trying to get to adjust to all of the time difference and everything else that we've got going on over here. But yeah, in this crazy world, I think we spoke last time and obviously it was a very different picture with COVID and everything else. And not so long ago we spoke, and then now I'm here in New Zealand acting as head coach for the Vitality Roses. And yeah, a real honour to be here, but it's been a bit of a whirlwind, I can assure you.
Well, goodness me, hasn't it just been a surreal time? And I think exciting, therefore, that we have got international netball to look forward to. Again, challenges always. New Zealand themselves are a great, great team. We'll talk about that. But the challenges, I guess, amplified even further. Again, a long way to go. But you've had to, I guess, get there a little bit earlier than normal and kind of isolate, live in a bubble situation. Just give me an idea and an insight into some of the unique challenges of kind of squad development control in this COVID-19 era.
Well, I mean, firstly for us, obviously getting out here is a big test, a big challenge. We've actually had to do 5 COVID tests in total to make sure that obviously we were safe to come out to New Zealand, and then obviously safe to come out into the general public, as things are quite different here. Sure. No one's walking around in face masks or anything else. So we had that to obviously contend with. Unfortunately, Jess Thelby, our head coach, was tested positive. She was asymptomatic, so didn't have any symptoms at all, luckily, but unfortunately was tested positive. So she's actually back home in England. We're on generally most times of the day speaking to her and keeping her up to date with obviously what's going on with the squad, etc., and talking through the squad. We've got a squad of 16 players out here, and a few Saracens Mavericks players along with us as well, which is fantastic to have them out here with us and part of the squad. So yeah, training preparations have been going really well. It's obviously been a different start in tour with regard to isolation, and we had to train in two bubbles, as you say, and two pods, and it's very much, you know, we've had the last week or so really getting to grips with New Zealand, different combinations, etc., throwing them in against, and some under 21 we had competition match play, and we've also played New Zealand A. So it's been great preparation. It's been very different, very surreal that we're now out here when obviously our Super League season was cut short, but a great opportunity for us and the players and for all of the England netball fans at home just to watch netball back on the TV, and what better team again to play against, you know, the world champs. So really looking forward to it.
A true superpower, aren't they? And it's going to be super challenging. But again, it's very, very exciting. Just a few hours away now from the first of 3 internationals. And they come thick and fast, don't they? A game next after this on the 30th, and then another game on November the 1st. So it's going to be a short, snappy, challenging series. We're going to delve into it, but I just want to ask you quickly. You mentioned already several Mavs in the squad. I believe there's 4. Gabby Marshall, Jodie Gibson, Corbin, and of course Razi Kwasi too. Just a reflection, Kat. Obviously, you know these girls very, very well indeed. But just a reflection, really, of the phenomenal winning culture that you've helped develop here at Saracens Mavericks over the years. But a tremendous honour for those 4 Mavs in the squad. They must be very excited. And I guess it must be, in a way, nice for you to have that Mavs connection at this very, very high level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the girls here have done a fantastic job, and I think it's all testament to all of the progress that they've been doing behind the scenes and within Loughborough. So yeah, just really excited to get them out and get them on court. And as you say, it's kind of home from home in a lot of respects for me, which is nice to see some friendly and welcoming faces, but also obviously some of the other combinations as well. It's fantastic to be a part of. And as you say, whilst we haven't had the breast prep, we are absolutely ready to go, and we're really looking forward to taking this opportunity with both hands. As I say, some of the girls haven't played netball very much at all this year, so to be able to get international exposure this year is amazing. And it's also hopefully not the only one. There's more conversations to be had, and hopefully more English opportunities for us as well in the preparation for our Super League season starting in February.
Excellent stuff, and we're delighted to hear that. We're going to build on this and get a bit of a Mavs flavour as the season begins to build up again, as you say, returning in Feb. But just quickly, there's no real secrets, are there? New Zealand, as you say, world champs. It's a kind of powerhouse, the Antipodean of the netballing world. But I just wonder, has Joe Tripp, your Mavs New Zealander, been able to give you any other inside skinny to this incredible New Zealand side? Or is that just one of those things, like I say, no real secrets here, they're just world-class players in their own right?
I thought you were going to say, if she gave me any recommendations for coffee houses. I think that's what she has been doing. She absolutely. I mean, Jo is definitely, we call her very English. She's obviously a very proud Kiwi, and quite rightly so. But she's been in England for such a long time now. We kind of all just forget that she is a foreign player, as it were, in our team. She's just one of us. But absolutely. She's we've spoken to her previously with regard to the New Zealand style of play, etc., and she has also given the coffee recommendations as well. So she's actually from Christchurch, so that's where we've been in isolation for the past 2 weeks, obviously not able to leave hotel rooms and the hotel complex, but we're over here now in Hamilton, and a fantastic arena that we're looking to play in today, and hopefully it'll be a sellout crowd, so fingers crossed.
I'm sure it will be. Those said, huge fans there in New Zealand. I think it's really important, because we discussed, didn't we? The situation has put sport generally into its proper context. We do have to appreciate that. Yeah. But ultimately, sport is, as you appreciate deeply, a massively important aspect of our life and our worlds. And massively loved all kinds of sports in New Zealand. Netball right up there. But it is so important. I think the momentum of netball continues to build as a global event. And so to be able to have this exposure again on TV here in England via Sky, it's got to be brilliant. And I'm sure it's going to be a brilliant occasion. How exciting, though, is it? You mentioned, I think it will be a sellout, I'm sure, a fervent crowd. But it must be nice, again, to be playing at this highest level in front of a fervent crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and New Zealand have just had the Cadbury series as well. So sponsored by Cadbury's, fantastic event. And they played the under 21s, the New Zealand A development team, and also they played the national men team as well. So there was some fantastic netball on display. And you know, I think there's some real learnings for all countries to kind of take from that. An amazing opportunity. And again, lots of crowds coming down to support. And obviously the companies backing the sport and getting netball back on TV, as you say, and back into the arenas. I think for us back home, it's obviously going to be slightly different. It's slightly surreal kind of seeing all of the crowds with rugby and with netball at the moment. But absolutely, you know, when we're ready to do so, hopefully we can have those opportunities again to get people back in seats. But in the meantime, as you say, Sky are definitely supporting us, which is really positive on this series. And hopefully we'll be supporting further as well.
Brilliant stuff. And again, I just think credits to the New Zealand nation for how well they've managed the pandemic scenario. It was phenomenal to see the recent Bledisloe Cup action, and you know, pretty much a full stadium there. And Absolutely. Just is again a reflection of how well they have been led and managed in this challenging time. But challenges ahead on the court, and how excited is that? I've got to ask you this. This is a fascinating one for me, because you understand the kind of arc of managing and developing a winning culture. But how do you manage that now with a mindset also to development for the future? Because, of course, you mentioned New Zealand defending world champs, but we're not a million moons away from the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, which, of course, England won in dramatic fashion, gold, beating again another Antipodean giant in Australia in dramatic fashions in the Gold Coast at the last Commonwealth Games. So just give me an idea of the balancing act between making sure that you've got the best possible team and also the best possible culture so you can continue and sustain success. How does that work in your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I mean, we've spoken a lot previously, Tony, about the process and making sure that it's not just the outcomes results that you're really benchmarking on. It's really looking at the process of everything that you're going through. And that's very much what we've tried to focus on and, you know, try to really build on is the fact that we have got a fantastic squad here. Yes, yep. There are, you know, some big names that are missing from an England fan perspective. However, there's players here that are going to take up their opportunity. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. are excited to get on court and represent their country and put on the England Roses dress, Vitality Roses dress. And they're absolutely going to rise to the challenge. And I think it's, you know, what better way than just to get out there and the opportunities to really build that squad moving forward to Commonwealth Games. You know, there's only a few opportunities now to really finalise our squad as a 12 to go forward to Commonwealth Games. So we need to make sure that we've seen players in this environment, we've exposed players in this environment, so we can get the best possible 12 to that Commonwealth Games put on a great show again from an England perspective. So there is absolutely no doubt that they're all go with a bit between their teeth, that they are very competitive people. Yeah. And absolutely they want to go out and do themselves and their country proud.
And I'm sure they will do just that. And again, starting just in a matter of hours today against world champs New Zealand. Obviously, this is a fantastic game. And again, it's got that global international TV support. Talk to me just a little bit about how important it is to match New Zealand's intensity. And kind of, because they're a big, strong team. But is there a danger of getting kind of sucked into their game? How is that balancing act mapped out in your head just a few hours away now from the first test?
It's that way.
Oh, isn't it?
That's right. From our perspective, absolutely, they are a phenomenal side.
Yeah.
As I say, they've just got on the back of ANZ, so a domestic season, as well as obviously the Cadbury season as well. So they are coming off the back of a full strength season. You know, for us to make sure that, you know, we're going out and we're matching intensity, we've got a squad of 12 that we're working with. So it may be that we're making a few more changes than potentially we have done previously. Yeah. But, you know, these girls are full-time athletes. They have been working hard behind the scene. And yes, we've been in lockdown, but there's been bikes and you know, people doing different things like circuit training, etc., in rooms and in preparation of getting back onto court as well. So we've got a fantastic team here. And, you know, you mentioned about the New Zealand government and the England netball as well. England netball and Netball New Zealand have done a fantastic work behind the scenes to make this happen. And we want to go out with the best will in the world to put on a really good show for all of the spectators watching.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really intense, challenging series. And we wish the Vitality Red Roses every success on court. And again, so pleased that we have live netball to enjoy. But Kat, just before I let you go and complete some final preparations, just a matter of hours now away from the big tee-off at New Zealand, against New Zealand. Just want to get a little bit of a handle on your Mavs hat. So many hats you don, Kat. That's always a salute. interesting period of time, isn't it? Because I think it's the end of the month, the 30th, when squads have to be finalised. And I know the Mavs have been busy. Lots of core players returning. The Magnificent Seven, it's been called. Plus, of course, those four England stars we've already referenced. Just a few days away, really, till it's all settled. Are you happy, very pleased with the core of this squad? And do you think there will be any further comings and goings before the end of this signing window?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. We've obviously had all the R's. So we've had our Red Rose players, we've had our rookies, and we've had our returners. So our final signing will actually be tomorrow. So on Thursday, well, tomorrow for us, I should say Thursday, we've got our final signing coming out, who will be the rock star. So yeah, looking forward to getting the rock star out there and named. And then that will be our squad of 15. So absolutely, it's a great squad. I for the last 4 years, I've had some fantastic players playing for Mavericks. And I'm really excited with this group. There is a lot of strength, a lot of depth. Just to name the rookies coming through. Aaliyah was with us last year and did some fantastic stuff in the opening game in front of 9,000 people in Birmingham, and did a fantastic job. So she's back with us this year. Bella Bayliss is our 16-year-old that's coming through the ranks or come through the ranks, and again is been really exciting to watch coming through. So I'm excited about her journey as well. And also Britt as well is the University of Cheer students, and again has been with their under 21 squad last year, and again has been doing some fantastic work from a training perspective with the seniors. So yeah, I'm really excited about the depth, the strength, and also the excitement and potential for this squad. So yeah, looking forward to hopefully starting or continuing preparations. Camilla Buchan has been doing a fantastic job back home, as well as Sachelle Grant and Sam as well, my team manager. All of the Maverick staff have been fantastic, and manning the fort while I've been here really well, and obviously making that return to court safe for all of our players from the COVID perspective as well. So massive thanks to all of them for all of their hard work.
Just appreciate always the family nature of the Mavs. Obviously very professional, very determined to be a successful team, as you consistently are, but with that kind of family spirit reflected there. And great to see. It sounds like there's a really nice mixture of world-class stars, experienced talent, and youngsters coming through the excellent pathways development process that you've developed there. So we will look forward to seeing how all that comes together in what sounds like a delightful cocktail. Fingers crossed when everything returns in Feb. Kat, in closing, two things. Can you remind us how we can learn more about the Mavs, and then also how we can watch and engage and enjoy and cheer on the mighty Vitality Red Roses in this intense series?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go onto our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk, or you can visit any social media. We've got Twitter and Facebook, etc. And you can set your alarms for, it will be an early one, 6 o'clock starts with Sky to watch the Vitality Roses in action.
Hey, I tell you what, set those alarms. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be exciting against world champs New Zealand, but this is a powerful England team with a development plan, but also a mind on the here and now. So it's going to be exciting. Get up early. In closing, Kat, again, remind us though, please, of the best websites for us to gather information on the Mavs and learn more about those four England stars in your squad for this intense New Zealand series.
Absolutely. It's www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Hey, Kat, got to tell you, it's been a pleasure to talk to you from here in Blighty, out there in New Zealand. I'm wishing you and the England Red Roses all the very best for this series. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.